So when did you first start to think that maybe you'd be making this switch? I mean, you've been using the conservatives on Twitter hashtag for a long time. Mm-hmm. When did you start thinking that this might be something you want to do in this session?
Well, just the idea, okay, that you're disloyal because you want conservatives to read thought, ideas. Think about the world that we live in today, that because you want conservatives to read your stuff, there are some people who believe that only liberals should be advocating to liberals and conservatives ought to be advocating to conservatives. Ideas are ideas. And so I put up news that's positive to the whole human experience. When we argue, Democrats and Republicans, we're really arguing with ourselves. Human beings are beautifully all over the political spectrum because we all have life experiences that make us unique and different. And so we come to the arena and we argue. Much as a female mother and a male father are different. But you can't say one is greater than the other. Or you could. You could say my mom. Most males would say my mom is more important. But they're both important. The Democratic perspective is a valued perspective because it represents a segment of our population. It is us. It is a life experience we have to respect. The Republican position is the same way. So to say that I can only listen to the liberal perspective or I can only talk with other liberals is insane. I've always been a believer that when information comes on my website, on my blog or whatever, if it comes from Sweden, an idea has value. And it doesn't necessarily, it's not territorial. It doesn't mean that I can only read it or appreciate it because it's not a Texas idea or it's not a Democratic idea. It's simply an idea. And so I have been fighting with the demonization of both political thought, because quite frankly, we're fighting with ourselves. We have to respect each other. And there are times when Republicans have it right. There are times when they have it wrong. There are times when Democrats have it right. There are times we have it wrong. Unfortunately, our system requires a duality where there's no third choice. It's either a whole one or all the other. Sometimes there is a third choice, and there's a fourth and a fifth choice. Am I bad because I choose to look at these various sides? Some people say yes. I don't think so.